the biggest deterrent to an energy claim in America is Coke industry.
Billionaire codger cage match, T. Boone Pickens picks on the Koch brothers.
We take the long-term view. We have to take the long-term view in everything we do.
The military arms for global warming.
After today, we will have zero nuclear plant.
Japan, now nuclear-free, but not worry-free. Plus, billboard blowback. Funders flee from Heartland Institute's Unabomber billboard blunder.
Indeed they do. All of that and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comments.
According to a new study, dinosaur farts may have caused prehistoric global warming. You know what they say? He who stinked it is extinct.
Or something like that. This is your Green News Report. Really, Des? Dinosaur farts. That's how we need to start off a serious news program.
Well, you know, if it's true, it's true. Uh-huh. A new study does indeed estimate that dinosaur flatulence influenced global warming. That's the burps and farts of hundreds of millions of giant plant-eating dinosaurs over millions of years, adding a significant amount of methane to the atmosphere. And, of course, they had to make huge assumptions and guesses in their calculations, since, of course, there is no way to directly measure dino farts.
I will just bite my tongue at this point, since I know you have a lot of news straight ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
When the polar cap is melting, we now have problems with regards to who claims the area in the polar region.
Climate change impacts U.S. national security. That was the message in a speech from Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta recently to a gathering of environmental and security experts hosted by the Environmental Defense Fund. In what the Pentagon called an unprecedented speech, Panetta warned that climate change and energy shortages could destabilize entire nations. But the U.S. military is planning ahead.
We are going to be investing more than $1 billion in more efficient aircraft and aircraft engines, in hybrid electric drives for our ships, in improved generators, in microgrids for combat bases and combat vehicle energy efficient programs. And we are using them as a test bed to demonstrate next generation energy technologies.
Sounds like there's no debate among those pinko lefty commies at the U.S. Department of Defense when it comes to global warming.
That is correct. And following Secretary Panetta, Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus emphasized the costs of the military's reliance on fossil fuels in human life. According to Secretary Mabus, the military loses one soldier for every 50 fuel delivery convoys in war zones. So the Navy is using its purchasing power to take the lead in developing alternative energy, essentially beta testing these innovations before they move into the consumer market.
That's what we've got to do with energy. We can bring the market.
Billboard blowback. The right-wing think tank, the Heartland Institute, is still reeling after several major companies dropped funding of them in response to their ill-advised billboard on a Chicago highway last Friday, comparing all those who accept the science of climate change with the infamous serial killer, the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. Heartland canceled the billboard campaign almost immediately after prominent deniers like Wisconsin Republican Representative James Sensenbrenner threatened to cancel his appearance at their upcoming climate change denial conference.
So even their friends were against this idea. And by the way, it wasn't just Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. They were also preparing billboards to compare environmentalists to Osama bin Laden, to Charlie Manson. That's the kind of creeps these folks are, these deniers at the Heartland Institute.
And notably, Heartland did not apologize to others who accept the scientific evidence, like the Pope, the Dalai Lama, the global scientific community, the U.S. military, or the majority of Americans. Billionaire codger cage match.
The biggest deterrent to an energy claim in America is Coke industry.
Billionaire oil man T. Boone Pickens slammed the billionaire Koch brothers for using their millions as the major obstacle to developing a coherent long-term energy policy in the U.S.
They do not want an energy plan for America. So their margins are huge, and they do not want you to have an energy plan.
Once again, no lefty commie pinko T. Boone Pickens slamming the Koch brothers for what they're trying to do to increase their bottom line at the expense of everyone in the world.
Meanwhile, in Japan... Thousands marched to celebrate Japan becoming nuclear-free for the first time in over 40 years. The last of Japan's 50 remaining functional reactors was shut down over the weekend for scheduled maintenance, while much of the population is calling for permanent closure in response to the triple meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear power plant last year.
Japan may be nuke-free for the moment, but I know they're not worry-free. There have been quite a few reports about that spent fuel pool still sitting there at Fukushima.
Unprotected from any future earthquakes or tsunamis.
Indeed. If they get hit again, it could be a worst-case scenario. I know a lot of people are justifiably concerned about that. We'll keep our eyes on it. For more on all of these stories and the ones we didn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com and follow us 24/7 on the Twitters at Green News Report. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Betsy Rosenberg, your host of the Green Front Radio.